How can I get started? What approach will help you to enjoy your Bible reading and get the most out of it? Take note of 5 suggestions that have worked for many. Create the right surroundings. Try to find a setting that is quiet. Minimize distractions so you can focus on what you read. Good lighting and fresh air may help you to get the most from your reading. Have the right frame of mind. Since the Bible is from our Heavenly Father, you will benefit the most if you have the attitude of a child who is ready to learn from a loving parent. If you have any negative, preconceived ideas about the Bible, try to set them aside so that God can teach you. Pray before you read. The Bible contains God's thoughts, so it is not surprising that we need His help to understand it. God promises to give Holy Spirit to those asking Him. Luke 11:13. The Holy Spirit can help you to understand God's thinking. In time, it will open your mind to grasp even the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Read to understand. Do not read just to cover material. Actively think about what you are reading. Ask yourself such questions as these. What qualities do I see in the person I am reading about? How can I apply this in my life? Set specific goals. To be rewarded by your Bible reading, set out to learn something that will truly enrich your life. You may set goals like the following. I want to learn more about God Himself. I want to become a better person, a better husband or wife. Then, select portions of the Bible that will help you reach those goals. The footnote reads, if you are not sure what portions of the Bible would be most suitable in that regard, Jehovah's Witnesses will be happy to help you. End of footnote. These 5 suggestions will help you get started. But how might you make your reading even more interesting? The next article offers some suggestions. The following is supplementary information. Get more out of your reading. Take your time and avoid rushing. Immerse yourself in what you read. Visualize it. Try to see how verses fit in their context. Search for lessons in what you read. End of article.